June 2023, Deeper Awareness. Movement is happening within you right now. Your body is doing its thing and your energy field is adjusting to what your body's doing. Your thoughts control all of it. Yes, your thoughts control what your body's doing. What exactly is your body doing? At the atomic level, photons, which are light, are moving, displacing what is inert, inactive, and therefore no longer necessary as a function of that cell. What we call inert, inactive, and no longer necessary are what we have previously called old programming, patterns, karmic entanglements, and old beliefs. All of those things take up space energetically, and they're no longer necessary for you to exist. In fact, they hinder your growth, so your body is doing all that it can to remove them. Your thoughts play a significant role because now more than ever, your body responds to your thoughts. It has always responded to your thoughts, as it is energy that is an extension of your soul. As your old filters and programming are being acknowledged, accepted by you at the soul level, released, and ultimately healed, you are, in effect, more consciously connected with the energy that is your physical body. You have been reclaiming your empowerment for a while now through the often intense releasing and integration process that is a requirement of this ascension journey, which enables you to have a more direct connection to the energy that is your body. You knew prior to incarnating that you would be on this particular journey towards freedom in this lifetime, and this freedom is for every lifetime, past, present, and future. This journey, the work that you're doing in this lifetime, is not for the faint of heart. There are many who have left the physical plane, and many more will do so. It does not mean that they could not participate or that they are unable to ascend. All are ascending. Some have chosen to assist from the other side for myriad reasons. Their choices are also part of your journey in this lifetime, and even in the grief, there is growth and change. Deeper awareness occurs when there is change. Your thoughts have progressed, just like you have. Your thoughts now originate most often from your heart, or your conscious awareness of your own soul's inner guidance. Your ego will always play a role in your life, but that role has changed dramatically for you, and your ego is no longer the prime generator of your thoughts. It will always contribute to your thought process, as that is an important part of your growth. Your thoughts form your words, and your actions follow your words. You are now well aware of that truth and how it's affected your life, the lives of those around you, as well as your own physical body. Every cell in your body is conscious and is continuously changing. The more you accept your body, thank it and love it, the more you're helping yourself. You're bringing light to your cells when you connect with your body in acceptance, gratitude, peace, and love. This light amplifies the light that is already in your body, actively working to literally vibrate the lower density energy up and out of your cells. You are an amplifier of light when you are at peace, in gratitude, or in acceptance of yourself or another. You're also communicating with your body all the time. Your body is energy that is vibrating at a lower rate than your awareness, but you're still that energy. So whatever you are telling your body through your thoughts, the words you say, the food you eat, or how you treat it, affect your body at the atomic level. So you have the ability through your empowerment as a divine being of light to change the molecular structure of anything. This is something that many people still do not believe because they have lifetimes of being told otherwise. This is changing as more of you recognize who you are, accepting new truths, as old beliefs fall away. Your thoughts are powerful. They carry electromagnetic energy, and like thoughts meet like thoughts. So each time you're grateful for what you put in or on your body, you are changing the molecular structure of that substance by raising its vibration. Your positive thoughts meet and give matter to others' positive thoughts. This is not new. Blessing one's food has been around for centuries. This is an extension of that, and it applies to everything and everyone. We invite you to begin to think of your chakras as energy portals, because that is what they are. Energy is constantly entering and leaving your body, and each chakra is more than an energy center. Each chakra is actually a doorway that opens and closes according to your will. Your ability to choose how you feel at any moment strengthens your ability to open your chakra portals. Now, imagine that your chakras are not separate portals, but one very large portal that is a transmitter and receiver of energy. That's you, a very large energetic portal that is constantly, continuously receiving and transmitting vast amounts of energy. Because you're still confined to your physical body, which vibrates at a lower rate than your awareness, you're able to imagine separate chakra portals that open and close according to how you feel, your desires, and your will. Any way that you imagine and envision your chakras is correct, because nothing is incorrect or wrong. That, too, is an old program. Use whatever works best for you. The month of May brought an activation of your chakra portals, specifically your heart portal. You may have felt it emotionally, mentally, physically, or in all of those ways, as much was transmuted through the very large amounts of intense energy that you've been integrating over the last months. Not only is your body responding to your thoughts, but it's responding to the increasing amount of energy that you're receiving. You're becoming less carbon-based and more crystalline-based, meaning you are becoming lighter and made of more light. Your cells are holding more light and less dense matter. The dense matter is more carbon-based, and that's moving out because it vibrates at a lower rate than crystalline light. The emotions that you feel, as well as the physical aches, are the result of the dense energy, or the matter, that is being shaken loose for you to acknowledge, accept as an old part of you, and then release. And you're doing this for every lifetime that you've existed, as well as for your ancestors. This is the most important lifetime to be here. So what does all of this mean for you? It means that you're no longer who or what you thought you were, thought yourself to be for eons. You are so much more than what your old beliefs tell you, and this truth is settling in at the cognitive level. You are creating new, higher frequency neural pathways that connect you even more deeply with your own body. It means the end of age-old programming that has kept you in fear and confined to believing that you are powerless and always at the mercy of some other power greater than yourself. It means freedom. You are here because you chose to be here. You're a vital and integral piece of the vast picture, a picture that the human mind cannot conceive of quite yet. All is well, even though your human mind cannot yet fully comprehend the bigger picture, because your soul understands it perfectly, and your soul is what is guiding you most often now. Rejoice in this, because in this moment, which is the only moment there is, all is truly well.